Okay, guys, so if you come to your mat and commit to Sukhasana, easy pose, simple cross leg. So I ask you to close your eyes for a second, just placing hands gently on the knees. Release the shoulders back and down, away from the ear. Allow relaxation to move down the forehead, across the eyelids. Release and relax the jaw. Allow the tongue to lie lift the mouth. And I just want you to sense your skin, your shins, your feet, your buttocks on the mat or on the floor. Come over here. Feel the air on your skin. And bring your attention.
Sorry, you're coming. Bone again. I don't know if it's just me or can everyone else hear Cheryl okay? Just when you sat down, it's really coming and going. Yeah, I don't know if it's the same for everybody else.
Hold on, don't worry. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
Is that better?
Ho ho ho. It is a tightrope here. All these cables.
All right. Your eyes closed. Stay chill. Okay, so just bringing yourself back to Sukhasana, easy pose. And this practice today, we're going to devote to the waxing gibbous moon. I want you to hold a clear vision of your Sankalpa in your head at this time. To move consciously towards creating. That's what this moon phase in our menstrual cycle, in our life cycle is about manifesting that goal, that decision, that sankalpa, by taking action and moving forward. And we're going to tune into the rising energy of the waxing. And on the next inhale, just opening your eyes. Placing the palms upwards, the tips of the fingers touching the mat. And on the inhale, we're going to raise the hands up and look towards the front. And on the exhale, we're going to take the palms outwards and downwards towards the mat. Inhale, palms upwards. Bring the palms together, Drishti is the thumbs. Exhale, palms outwards and move. One more. Palms upwards towards the sky, looking up towards the thumbs. Exhale, arms down, either side of the thumbs. We're going to take the right hand and we're going to cross it over the body. To the back of the hand, pushing against the knee. Up on the buttocks. We're going to inhale, lengthen, and on the exhale, we're going to look over the back shoulder. We're going to take five breaths here. Breathing in and out through the nose, and with the exhale, just turning a little more with the back. And release back. You see the right hand. You can take the left hand, back of the hand towards the feet. Against each other, taking a bind. And as we do the left hand, these binds move over again. And inhale, and on the exhale, twist and look over the back. And then you take five breaths. Lengthening through the top of the head, and then Dhyanavada. Inhale, go and exhale. Be aware of that cycle of the breath. Full inhale, turn the breath, warm exhale. Five breaths in. One more breath. Back to center. We're going to open the fingers forward. Open. We can use a block underneath the forehead if you want, but we're going to be bending forward from the head, taking the forehead through the mat. And open the hip. This is not available. Four arms. About this practice, I invite you to get the action that you can take. Allow yourself to think and feel in intuition. Act in this. Now we're going to share the book. We're going to take the right hand and move it on the mat. Move slightly his fingers along so the arm is on the mat. This is all we have. That's right. Placing that forearm round the hand, the forearm on the mat. You can move both the buttocks on the mat. Then through the left hand. And we're going to look up towards the thumb, which is our end of the fingers, lengthen through the hand, the arm, make sure that we're not falling down into the forearm. In and out through the knee. Inhale, and the breath, exhale, being aware of that side. Extending a little bit more, pushing the right knee down towards the mat, allowing yourself to go forward, right side of the foot. Five breaths here. Inhale, following exhale. And come back to seated. Now we're going to pop over into tabletop position. So the knees are hip, the hands, the shoulders with the nice right hand, the hands.
Cheryl, I think somebody's off mute because it's interfering again with, I don't know if everybody's on mute or not.
Make sure they're muted, guys. Am I cutting out again?
Yeah, you have been. It's a bit. I don't know if it's just my connection, but it's.
I'm struggling to hear as well here.
I'm kind of watching what you're doing, so.
I think we're all on mute now because some of us weren't.
Some of it's worked. Hold on.
Right. Well, if that's going to do it, I've brought the Wi-Fi bobber in.
Is that any better, guys? Does that sound any better?
Yeah, I think it was more that most of people were on mute, Cheryl. I think that's what the thing. I don't think it was you, if that's okay.
I can't remember where I was. All right, guys. Okay, so coming back to tabletop position. Okay. knees in front, feet down. And we're going to inhale, and on the inhale, just going to look up, bring the eyebrows, taking the navel down to the mat. And on the exhale, we're going to curl the spine up, releasing every vertebrae of the spine like a cat, looking towards navel. Inhale, that navel moves down towards the mat, our gaze moves up between the eyes. Exhale, curling that spine up again, being aware of every vertebrae releasing as we look towards the moon. Inhale, looking up. One more, exhale, stretching up like a cat. And now we come down into Urdhva Balasana, stretching hands forward as we come into child pose, bringing the buttocks down to the heels and taking the knees apart, placing the forehead on the mat. Taking three breaths here. Then we're going to turn the toes and to come up onto the knees, popping up into our first downward dog of the day, Adho Mukha Svanasana, pushing into the hands, coming onto the tiptoes. We can walk the dog here. We're going to take five breaths, and we're downward facing dog. Remembering to breathe in and out the nose, alternating heels if you need that, working towards bringing those heels towards the mat, but not compromising your position. Taking the navel towards the spine, Uddiyana Bandha. Five breaths here. One more breath. Coming up onto the tips of the toes, we're going to take the right foot up, flexing the foot. Now we're going to bend that knee so that the right foot is coming towards the buttocks. Okay? Then we're going to take that right foot between the hands and come in to Anjanasana, high lunge. Stretching fingertips up to the sky, making sure that back leg is off the mat. Lengthening through the tips of the fingers, top of the head. We're going to take 5 minutes here, high lunge. In and out to the nose. It's too much, just take the knee down to the mat, taking the hands down and back into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. So again, we can be walking the dog, alternating the heels if we've got here. You'll be free to move your dog around. Shaking the hips, releasing the pelvis. My breaths here, Uddiyana Bandha. Coming onto the tips of the toes. Taking the left foot up behind us, flexing that foot. Taking the heel towards the buttocks, if that's available to you. And then taking the left foot forward between the hands and coming up into high lunge. You need to take the back knee down, that's absolutely fine. And we're going to take 5 breaths here. Lengthening through the tips of the fingers. If you want to take Kali Mudra, which it helps us to engage pelvic floor, you can do so too. Okay, so pulling up, making sure that we're looking forward over that front hip. Nice straight hips, engaging Kali Mudra. You can keep the hands apart if you wish to. Taking 5 breaths here. Take the hands back down and back into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Taking a few breaths here. Just allowing yourself to breathe, to be alive. Shoulders back and down away from the ears, release the jaw. Coming up onto the tips of the toes. Take the right leg up behind us. And then take that knee in between the hands. Extend the back leg out. Left leg. Coming onto the tips of the fingers. Make a pad of Raja Kapitasana. Pigeon pose. Pushing into those fingers, taking the shoulders back and down, lengthening through the top of the head. We're going to take 5 breaths here. Breathing in and out through the nose, allowing a smile form on the face. Try to practice Ujjayi breathing, back feeder breath, allowing the breath to swirl at the back of the throat. And then when we get to 5, if it's available to you, grabbing that back foot and bringing the heel to the buttocks. Okay? If that's not available, that's fine. If you want to use a strap, that's absolutely fine too. I'm going to take 3 breaths here. One more. And release the foot back down. Grounding into the hands, bringing the right foot back and back into Adho Mukha Svanasana. Downward facing dog. 5 breaths here. And just relaxing into the down dog. Making sure the muscles, legs are engaged, it's like bending the knees. Don't focus on the heels, being on the mat. Engaging the Dhyana Bandha, bringing the sit bones up to the sky, navel back to the spine. Slight bend in the elbows, grounding into the hands and the feet. Inhale, including the exhale. Relax the jaw. One more breath. Coming on to the tippy toes. Taking that left leg up behind and then swinging the left knee in between the hands. Pushing into the tips of the fingers, taking the shoulders back and down, away from the ears, lengthening from the top of the head. And we're looking forward at the tip of the nose. Nasgrai, this is our right leg straight out behind. So we're making sure that we're looking directly over that front knee. And we're going to relax the jaw, allow a smile to form on your lips. Ujjayi breathing is available to you. After 5 breaths, we're going to look over the right shoulder. We're going to grab that right foot and take the heel towards the buttocks if it's available to us. Okay? We're going to take 3 breaths here. This is modified mermaid pose. So the energy of the waxing gibbous moon, it actually intensifies as it moves closer towards the full moon. As I said in our menstrual cycle, it's at this point where energy is building up towards the ovulation energy. Release the back leg, you're okay. Hands back to the front and back into downward facing dog. And just as the energy in the waxing gibbous moon raises, our energy in this practice rises as well. Taking 3 breaths here, and downward facing dog. Realigning, rounding. We're going to take the right foot forward between the hands. take the left foot back, front foot at 45 degrees, 45 degrees back to 90, and we're going to come up into warrior one. Kali Mudra, activating the Lavanda. We're going to take 5 breaths here. Vishnu is the tip of the nose, Nasdaq. With the exhale, pushing further forward into that front foot, lengthening through the tip of the fingers. One more breath. Now keeping your Kali Mudra, bringing the feet facing forward and then changing over. Front foot at 90 degrees, back foot at 45, heels aligned, bend the knee over the front foot, lengthening through the top of the head, looking forward. 5 breaths here. Don't be afraid to be about with your warrior. Bounce into that final comfortable position. And coming back to center. From here, we're going to come into wide leg standing forward bends. So taking the hands to the hips, we're going to inhale, take a slight back bend. And on the exhale, we're going to take the shoulders and the elbows back, making sure you're engaging the muscles of the legs. We're going to very slowly come forward from the hips. And we can use blocks here if we need to. Or we can just come onto the tips of the fingers. This is what's available to us with a nice straight back, okay? If we can walk those hands in a little bit, if we can take the feet out a little bit more, taking the head towards the mat. Wide legs standing forward then. We're going to take 5 breaths here. Pushing in to the outer edges of the feet. Making sure we're bending forward from the hips, taking the buttocks back. So the legs aligned with the mat, shoulders in, aligned with each other, pushing into the hands, 5 breaths here. One more breath, relax the face. And then we're going to gently walk those hands forward. Walk the feet in a little bit. Take the hands to the hips. Inhale and come back up to center. We're going to walk these feet to the front of the mat. Shoulders back and down. Inhale, coming up, looking at the thumbs. Exhale, we're going to come forward. Take the hands either side of the feet. Look through the knee. Coming on to the tips of the fingers. Looking towards the tip of the nose. Hands down, we can take a jump, step backwards. We're going to come into Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. And we're going to take 3 breaths here. Inhale, we're looking forward between the hands. We're going to take a jumper step back up to the hands. We're going to come onto the tips of the fingers, lengthen the back and move forward. Exhale, look through the knees. Inhale, coming back up to Kali Mudra, looking at the thumbs. Exhale, back to Namaste hands. 2 more. Inhale, coming up, looking at the thumbs. Exhale. Hands down either side of the feet, looking through the knee. Inhale, looking forward. Exhale, coming back to Chaturanga Dandasana. Up dog, into downward facing dog. We're going to take 3 breaths here. Relax the jaw. Looking forward, we're going to take a jump or a step back up to the hands. Coming onto the tips of the fingers, lengthening the spine, looking forward. Exhale, hands down, look through the knee. Inhale, coming up, Kali Mudra. Back bend, back to Namaste hands. One more. Inhale, coming up with them. Exhale, coming forward, hands either side of the feet, looking through. Coming onto the tips of the fingers, looking forward. Exhale, hands down, back to Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. We're going to take 5 breaths here this time. So just becoming aware how your down dog has changed. This is the consummate yoga position, fantastic. We're assessing where your body is now from where it was at the start of our practice. How close are your heels towards the mat without compromising your downward dog? Remember to release that jaw, allow a smile to form from the lips, opening up the back of the throat through gyrating. One more breath. In through the nose. Looking up towards the hands. Open the feet back up. Tips of the fingers. Placing the hands down, looking to the knees. Inhale. Coming up, looking at the thumbs. And back to center. We're just going to pop down into Dandasana here. Okay, so you can start pose. So the feet and ankles and toes can be together. As we are women, we must allow for a wider pelvis, so it's more comfortable for you to see those feet a little bit wider apart, hip width. That's absolutely fine. Tips of the toes pointing up, flexing the feet, calves, the hamstrings, the buttocks, engaging with the mat, spreading buckets out. If that's more comfortable for you, shoulders back and down, away from the ears, lengthening from the sit bones through the shoulders to the top of the head. Placing the fingertips either side of the mat. We're going to take 5 breaths in Dandasana. Just bringing attention to the energy, the vitality coursing through your body. Nice active legs. Smiling, breathing in and out through the nose. And relax. Now we're going to come into Janusirsasana A. We're going to take the right foot, keeping that left foot extended as it was in Dandasana. And we're going to take the right heel in towards the groin if that's available. You have to take it down a bit further or down onto the calf, that's fine, but not onto the knee. Okay. And the right knee should be aiming down towards the yoga mat. So left leg, toe pointing up to the sky, engaging all the muscles of the leg. This time, we're going to take the left hand, we're going to take the ring and pointed finger to the inside of the big toe. We're going to push away with the big toe and pull with the arm, okay? If that's available, if you want to use a strap, that's absolutely fine too. Then we're going to inhale, look up at the thumb, and on the exhale, if it's available, we're going to bring those fingertips of the right hand over towards the left foot too. If that's not available, you can keep the right hand up, fingertips stretching towards the sky, looking at the thumb. We're going to take 5 breaths here. Now, wherever we are, we're not going to collapse. If the fingertips are up above the head, we're stretching through those fingertips. If they are over towards the left foot, we're still rotating, twisting, and looking up over the right shoulder. Taking 5 breaths, whoever's comfortable for you. Making sure you don't collapse into the posture, making sure that front leg is still engaged. Nice active muscles. Enjoying that gorgeous stretch, the opening, the energizing stretch beside your body. And on the inhale, we're going to release that hand, the right hand back. And we come back into seated staff pose, Dandasana, realigning and changing over side. Keeping the right leg active, the toes still pointing up to the sky. We're going to take that left foot in towards the groin, down a bit lower if that's what's available. Shoulders back and down. pushing into the fingertips. And we're going to take right hand, front two fingers, the inside of the big toe. We're going to push away with the toe, pull with the arm, creating a bind if that's available. If not, we can use a strap, we can go into the calf if that's what's available for us. So we're pushing here with that toe and pulling with the arm, nice strong bind. And then with the left arm, we're raising the fingertips up to the sky. We can stay here looking at the thumb, that's what's available. If we want more, inhale, and on the next exhale, we're coming forward, bringing that hand to the toes, the right foot, and we are twisting and looking up under the left arm. Five breaths here. Nice active front leg, engaging all the muscles of the leg. Actively stretching, not collapsing into the posture. Constantly twisting in the exhale, looking up towards the left. Five breaths here. Relax the jaw, continue to breathe, ajayi breathing. Enjoy the stretch, the energizing pulse along the side of the body. One more breath. Raising the left hand up towards the sky, very slowly coming back, bringing the fingertips behind the hips, back into Dandasana. From here, we're going to bring the feet up and we're going to come into Baddha Konasana, or Cobbler's Pose. Okay. Bringing the soles of the feet together. We're going to make a basket with the hands and we're going to place the feet into the basket. So keeping those soles together, okay? The knees should be aiming down towards the mat. We're going to push down with the feet, pulling up with the hands as we did before. And this pulls the shoulders back, lengthening through the top of the head. We're going to inhale to the slight back bend. And on the exhale, we're going to bend forward from the hips. We can use those elbows to open up the knees. If we can take the forehead to the mat, that's fantastic. If you need a block, or if this is what's comfortable, or seated is what's comfortable for you, that's absolutely fine. Use your bolsters, your blocks, whatever you need. We're going to take five breaths wherever we're comfortable. Remember to breathe in and out through the nose. Inhale, equally exhale. We're lengthening through the top of the head as we pull forward, making sure we're folding from the hips. Two more breaths. And very slowly, and here we come back to seated position. So just pop yourself into Savasana now. So this could be traditional corpse pose. It could be Viparita Karani, legs up the wall pose. It could be sight lying with your bolster, with a blanket, whatever is comfortable for you. Just find a nice, comfy position. Put your V-socks on if you're cold. Closing your eyes, bringing your awareness, your body on the mat, bringing your attention to the breath. Just breathing naturally now. Mindfulness of the breath, just being aware. Feel and heal, turning of the breath. Warm exhale. This meditation for relaxing brain focuses on activating your energy center and the solar plexus chakra, okay? This is a fantastic time for you to be focusing on completing tasks that you've been putting off, the projects that you need to finish. With the combination of the wave of energy from the waxing moon and your internal energy, you will be unstoppable at accomplishing your goals. And I want you to bring to mind now the goals that you have for this course, how they were at the beginning of module one on the first day, how they've changed, how they've together, how they move forward now. And I want you to repeat after me in your mind's eye. I have everything I need to accomplish my greatest desires. Growing moon, I ask you to spark a fire within me, to give me all the energy and wisdom that I need to accomplish my goals. Light your lens. Come over here with your breath. Start seeing each inhale into your breath. Inhale. Just begin extending those inhales. Extending those exhales. Not forcing the breath. Feeling that through all the smiling, go wide open. And as you continue to breathe, I want you to visualize a golden yellow light coming from the moon, connecting with your solar plexus. That's just below your sternum. Just visualize this light sparking fire within your solar plexus. And with every inhale, fire and golden light grow bigger and lighter. Again, breathing more. Continue to move this energy through the body. Come over the lower being moving up and down as you breathe. Not forcing. Just visualizing this golden yellow energy flowing throughout the body. Breathe. Ray of golden yellow light rushing through the breath. Ask you to release control of the breath and allow your breath to just return to its normal state. Growing moon, I ask that you give my signs over the coming days to indicate that I am taking the right action. Give me signs. Tune into my intuition. Continue to focus on the breath. Be open and receptive to information that will come to you over the coming days. Trust any sensations that you experience as true. And continue to focus on the breath. Joy of spending time in this receptive space. And know you travel to this space anytime. I want you to thank the moon for its energy now. Release any control of the breath. Keep slowly blinking the eyes open. Fingers and toes. Rolling on to the right hand side. And then you're ready. Namaste, ladies. Hey, so here's what we're going to do now. Time, are we? Okay, it is 4:20. Let us break now for lunch slash
breakfast, lunch, whatever your dinner. And we'll come back at 4:50. Come back in 30 minutes. All right, guys. And we're going to be looking at seasonal yoga and the Wheel of the Year. Okay. See you later. Bye.